It's time for a school district update on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Wendy Flucky. She is the principal at Castle Heights Elementary. Got a lot going on, as always, at Castle Heights. We've got a turkey trot that she's going to do with the students coming up. We've got a food drive and all kinds of other fun events that, of course, being scaled back right now because of the COVID situation. We're going to touch base on all of those. Mrs. Flucky, thank you for joining us today.
Well, good morning, and I'm happy to be with you.
So, Castle Heights, you guys have been going at it strong, and things have been staying pretty steady. You know, we thankfully haven't had anybody reel back or have to go to any kind of an online classes at any of the schools in the district. And Castle Heights is really no different. Let's touch base on some of the things, and I think the first thing that we need to talk about, because this is an annual thing, your guys' food drive, right?
Absolutely. So we're right in the middle of doing our food drive, which is sponsored by our student government. And this is our last week for our food drive, and then we will be packing that up and shipping it off.
And so is it a competition between classes and grades and that too as well?
We do. We do have a competition, and so the grade level that donates the most food, our PE teacher, Mr. Bate, is going to provide those classes with an extra PE activity for the winning class.
You're not personally going to take like a pie in the face or anything like that. That always seems to be a motivation throughout the district for the students.
Oh, I think the kids are happier when I go in and I play with them.
Oh, okay. You just say that to yourself, right?
That's right.
So, and they've been doing this for quite a few years, if I can remember correctly, have they not?
As far as I can remember, yes.
So it's going on now, and it goes up until the end of the week, this week, and then you guys will pack that all up and get it to the food bank. And the food bank needs the help this year, right? From what I've heard from them, they didn't have any of their food drives or anything like that. So every little bit helps, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what have the kids been doing as far as, is it bringing it from home? Have people been dropping food off? That kind of thing?
It's mostly been kids bringing it from home, and then they put it in boxes outside of their grade level.
All right. And once again, the class that raises the most, Mr. Bate will be having a fun activity for them. And I'll tell you what. Bill Bate is a great human being. He was my principal when I was in elementary school.
Wonderful.
I've known him for quite a long time. All right, so after that, we were talking about ways of getting the kids out and getting them involved and having fun. And you were saying that you're going to do a turkey trot with them outside, right? Let's talk about that.
I am. So on next Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to be taking grade levels out one at a time, and we're going to be doing the turkey trot around the school. And before we do the turkey trot, I've put together a PowerPoint just to educate the kids a little bit more about the turkey trot and what it is. And just with that focus and emphasis on being healthy, exercising, eating healthy, and getting ready for the holidays.
And this is really a good way of getting the kids outside and getting them involved. And yet it's a fun activity for them. Do you find that they respond to that pretty well when they get out and get to have some fun outside?
Oh, absolutely. We did the turkey trot last year, and the kids just loved it. So we are all looking forward to it.
And, of course, you were saying that, you know, you getting to go out and have a good time with the kids, that's part of the fun for you as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best part of my day is when I get to spend the time with the kids.
And we were discussing earlier the fact that, you know, a lot of schools in the district haven't been able to have, like, assemblies or do anything like that. So they have been getting together and finding activities to do outside. And so, but you said you've done the turkey trot for a few years up there, so the kids knew it was coming anyway, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got the turkey trot, we've got the food drive. Let's talk about everybody has kind of changed the way we do things right now. And what are some of the ways that you guys are doing things up at Castle Heights to, you know, keep the kids interested and to do things that aren't necessarily, you know, getting involved with being in big groups and things of that nature?
Well, our focus, instead of doing school-wide activities together, we're drilling it down to PLC activities together. So the kids are still getting to do the things that we've done in the past. It just looks a little bit differently, and it's in smaller groups. But we're doing everything we can to kind of keep our traditions alive and to make coming to school fun.
Okay, so for those that may not know, what is a PLC? What does that stand for?
Oh, our professional learning communities, where our grade level teachers work together to provide the same activities and curriculum to all students in their grade level.
Okay, and I've been asking as many principals as I can and many administrators, when they came back, and I know you guys have been going at it for quite a while now, how was the summer slide, do you think? Was it a pretty much where you thought it was going to be, or was it more, since, you know, most of these kids weren't in class since like March?
Well, we definitely saw a regression in our reading levels, especially with our younger grades. But we are very happy to find that being back in school with our instruction on a daily basis and being school full-time, our kids are really making some gains. And in fact, we're scheduled to do some middle of the year testing as soon as we come back from Thanksgiving break to kind of give us a midpoint of where our kids are performing now. So I'm looking forward to seeing those test results. And from what I'm hearing, the teachers are very pleased with the performance that the students are making in the class so far.
Well, and you know, it's one of those things that Superintendent Hatch has kind of said every time I've talked to him, reading is the one that lifts all the boats, so to speak, because if you can read and comprehend, then all the other, you know, subjects are so much easier.
Yes, and they follow. So, reading's the key, and we have a big emphasis on it, and I'm very pleased with what I'm seeing, and the hard work of my teachers, the support of parents at home, and just working together as a community to educate our kids.
And that is another thing I was going to say. That's another thing that we always hear, and I'm sure Castle Heights is no different with the staff and the faculty there that is just the top-notch and does everything that it can for these kids. Because, we talked about the fact that kids missed school, but really it echoed to the fact that teachers and faculty and staff, they missed the kids. They really did.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, working with the kids is the best part of our day, and that's why we come here. So when we weren't able to work with the kids live, that was very challenging for all of us.
All right. Well, Wendy Flucky, principal at Castle Heights Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. If I don't talk to you before then, have a happy holiday. You guys be safe and just keep doing what you do up there at Castle Heights.
You bet. Thank you, and have a good holiday as well.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.